You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the formula we have during the Amirayim, so the Chazonim and we sing Tshuva Tfila Tzedakah Mavirim Ros HaGzeira. So last week we spent the evening analyzing the power of Tfila when it comes to the Yom Amirayim experience. Tonight I decided to analyze the concept of Tzedakah and Chesed, how that plays into the formula, the purpose of accentuating this. And in fact, what is interesting, Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to the Rambam's formulation of how we're supposed to involve ourselves during this period of time, the Rambam on 15b on the left-hand side of the page, when he talks about this period of time, and therefore, now, because of this importance, what was the minhag in Klal Yisrael of how we conduct ourselves during this period of time? Nagu kobeis Yisrael lahabais b'tzedaka u b'masim tovim v'lasayk b'mitzvahs m'Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim yesa mikol hashana. So you see over here that tzedakah was part of the process of getting ourselves into the aseres emei tshuva and to be matzdik ourselves to the point we should have a proper tzidduk hadin in the positive. This was part of the formula. The question tonight, Rabbi Yisai, is how does it work when it comes to Tzedakah Chesed? I mean, what is the mechanism, what is the lumdis, and how do we conceptualize it to the point of, we say that Tzedakah V'Chesed, Tatzel Mimoves, how does it work? So on the front sheet you have in front, you go back now to sheet number one. This is what I call a classical, point sheet. If you look on where it says number one on the right-hand side of the page, the concept and yesod of a person developing midas teves, having good personality traits, is akim deraisa halachta bederachav, a pasuk that happens to be this week's Pasha Shavu or Pasha Kisavai. And the chinuch, in fact, counts this as one of the tayag mitzvahs and mitzvah tof reishit aleph in his sefer chinuch. Now, as a further dramatization of what this means, I have in pasuk number two, Achrei Shemalkechem Telecho, Oso Tiro, Es Mitzvos of Tishmaru, Oso Tavodu, Ubo Sid Bakun. This is a pasuk Rabbi Yisai in Parshas Re'eh. And what's interesting, if you look at the terminology of the pasuk, when you're talking about following Hashem, following the midas of Hashem, fearing Hashem, observing His mitzvahs, worshiping Hashem, ubosid bakum. What is bosid bakum adding up until the other avodas mentioned up until that point in time? So just for your knowledge, Rashi says in his Perush Chumash on bosid bakum, he doke bedrachah, follow the drachim of Hashem, ingemilas chasodim, bikacholim, kveras meisim, the ultimate devekus for us is not only the emulation of Hashem, but the connection to Hashem in performing the mitzvahs of Gemilas Chasadim Musa. So Deveikus Hashem is accomplished with acts of Gemilas Chesed, as Rashi says in his Perish L'Chumash. Now, to understand what that means, and to comprehend exactly what in fact that is, now a person can say, well, that must mean that we got to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be medamet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's merely an external activity connecting to Hashem through us imitating Hashem. What I'm going to show you tonight, in a very famous Midrash Chazal, that is much more than that, and Chazal quite obviously took note of that in the following Mamore Chazal that I'm going to basically show you. In the Maariv Hakamos, if you turn to page number 2, you have the famous narrative of Avraham after the Bris Milah, and Hashem coming to perform the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, on page number 2. Vayarlav Hashem ben Mamre, and Chazal tell us in the various Midrashim, Hashem came to Mavaka Chayla to give Avraham Chizuk after his Bris. We then find that as there was a prophetic seance between Avram and Rabbeinu Shalom, Avram saw there were three people coming to his tent. Vayaris Akhrasam, Vayom Hashem, Imnomatsosichem Beinech, Alno Sava Beavdech, Chazal tell us, he asked the Rabbeinu Shalom to forgive him. He has Archim that are coming to the tent. He must perform Hachnasis Archim, Rabbeinu Shalom. Let's stop the prophetic seance momentarily. I'll come back to you very shortly, but I got to take care of this mitzvah of Eretz of Hachnasis Archim. So the Gemara in Chulin says how interesting this is, that he was willing to forsake the concept of prophetic connection to Hashem, which is a Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. He was willing to forsake that to run to invite what seemed to be three Gayesha Chevra Kami, who perhaps could even be idolaters, to his house to practice Hachnasis Archim, upon which Chazal penned the Maimer, which you have on page number 2, above the Rashi, is Gedol Hachnasis Archim, Yais Mekabalas Bnei Hashchina. It's the Gemara Masechta Sula, making a Diyuk Halashon of this Gemara, that it seems Avram Paskin, that Hachnasis Archim is the bigger mitzvah Kabbalas Bnei Hashchina, because we don't interrupt his Kabbalas Bnei Hashchina to Mekayim the mitzvah Hachnasis Archim. So this is a very famous kash everybody asks, and how could you have anything greater than Kabbalas Bnei Hashchina? What does the Maimer mean? So if you go back to page number 1, I have written down for you, for those who've never seen it before, the Rabbi Shach's Perish of this Maimer Chazal, where it says number 3 in the text, God Hachnas Archim. So then it says, Perish HaRav Shach. I want to show you his phraseology for you to see it. This is on the right-hand side, where it says number 4. He says, what's the pshat? She'hamakabal p'nei Hashchina, da'agasol hi ka'oymeid l'pnei Hashem. V'ilu hamachnis Archim, Shuhi Dabek Bimidaysev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arehu Kizocha Lhizdabek Bishchina Mamash. I said this at the, if you remember, the Sheva Brachas a couple of days ago. So this is the Rav Shach. So Rav Shach says over here, there's a big difference when it comes to the kvutz of mitzvahs called Tzedakah V'Chesed in contrast to other mitzvahs, even when it comes to the contrast to prophecy. In other mitzvahs, what you're doing when you're doing the mitzvah is you are appearing in front of Hashem in the performance of that mitzvah. In the Shemoneh Esrei, you're standing in front of Hashem. In the Sukkah, you're sitting in the presence of Hashem. When you're doing the Dalet Milah, putting on tefillin, you're putting this on in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He sees you doing it. So you, and when you're getting Nevuah, you're sitting in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a prophetic Kabbalah Sashina, but it's Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What makes Tzedakah V'Chesed so special is based upon the way the Psukim describes Tzedakah V'Chesed, Abay Sidbakun. So it seems that when you're doing Tzedakah V'Chesed, you're not just doing it in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're not just imitating the Rabbeinu Shalom. But according to him, you become mamish davuk, you are medabik in the midos of Hashem, and as if you become extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a physical extension of Hashem, in the performance of tzedakah v'chesed. You become one with Hashem. You become like the hands and feet of Hashem in the performance of the mitzvahs of tzedakah v'chesed. So says therefore Rav Shach, so which is a higher midah in connection to Hashem? Standing separately in front of Hashem in performance of mitzvahs, which is a darga, or actually connecting and being mechabi yourself to the Shechinas Hashem with the actual devekis, and you become inseparable momentarily, you become as if kaviyachol, you are functioning as the hands and feet of the Rabbeinu Shalom in an avedis Hashem, could obviously chesed v'tzedakah, and that devekis is a higher dagger of connectivity than doing mitzvahs just standing in front of Hashem, as great as those mitzvahs might be. So that's why Rosh Hashanah said that we find Avram paskening gadol hachnosis archim, which is a key of tzedakah chesed, allows you to mizdabik to Hashem mamish, is a greater connection to Hashem on an avedas Hashem level than being in a prophetic seance with Hashem where you're standing in front of Hashem or sitting or sleeping in a trance in front of Hashem. That's a different type of connectivity, a less intense connectivity. That's why he chose the Gemilas Chesed connection rather than the connection of a prophetic vision. So we see over here, Rabbi, he said, this is Peludic, that according to Chazal, therefore, Tzedakah v'Chesed is one of the ultimate ways for you mamish to literally connect with that Kadosh Baruch Hu in a divine type of connection. And why this is so important? Because when it comes to the concept of the Aseres HaMeyachu, when it comes to the concept of Yom HaRayim, what is the purpose of this period of time? The purpose of this period of time is Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. The Rebbeinu Hashem wants us to reconnect with Hashem. Since Averos are Mavdil, they literally disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Averos, the more serious Averos, the greater Hevdel, the greater Havdalah, the greater wall that is built between us, as the Rambam describes pictorially in Hilchas Tshuva, if you're able to offset and destroy those walls of Pirut and to reconnect Hashem on a very high level through different types of mechanisms, that takes away there for the Roach HaGzeira that's been thrown against you because of disconnection from Hashem. You're then subject to all different types of evil powers and destructive powers in this world. You don't have the Shmiras Hashem during the period of this excommunication from the Divine Bezdin Shemala because of your sinful behavior. Once you're able to reconnect Hashem on a very intimate level, and that reconnection allows your neshama to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does it cleanse you, but to protect the phenomenon of being under Hashem's Kanfei Shechina is renewed. So if the potency of the Tzedakah v'Chesed is reconnection on one of the highest levels, you got to understand why we use this as one of the means with which to be Mavir Ragazeri during the Aseres Mei Tshuva, because it allows us to take away those walls of separation of the Tumas Achet that you've done this past year. This allows you to reconnect, to combine. You're emulating Hashem's Midas Tevais, and therefore this allows this as a mechanism to raise you to higher levels of spiritual reconnection. It's a powerful tool. Chazal say, tzedakah tatzel mimavis. That's how powerful it is. The reconnection allows you the shmir of Hashem's divine Shechina, protecting you because of your hizdapkus in the midas achesed and such. That's why Chazal accentuated this in a very powerful way. And that's why what's interesting and fascinating is what Chazal say in the following Mamarim I'm going to teach you right now. What they point out is, when it came to the Bechira of the Avos to become ultimately the progenitors of Klal Yisrael, so there's a very famous question that was posed to the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi. How did the Bechira of the Avos and Klal Yisrael take place? Was there some type of divine nepotism and the choice of the Avos Imos when it comes to becoming the Rosh Uma? Was there some nepotism involved when it came to the choice of Klal Yisrael? How did this Bechira take place? So says Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi in his Kuzari, that what Hashem did in the beginning of Bria was the following. That when Adam and Chava were created, besides giving them what's called the agenda of six of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, The seventh one didn't apply to them yet because Eva Menachai didn't become a halakhic factor till after the Teva and Mabul, when Hashem allowed them to start eating meat. Up until that point in time, they couldn't eat meat anyway, even if an animal that was a dead animal. So six of the seven Shemes Menach applied to Adam v'Chava. The Rambam says this explicitly in his ninth chapter, Hilchos Malachim. Noah came along, he had the mitzvah of Eva Menachai after coming out of the table and having het basa. That's why it's called Shemes B'nai Noach. So there was a mitzvah group Hashem gave to Adam Chav at the time of the East of eating and Eitz Hadas Tevara. The Gemara says in Masechtes Sanhedrin, you're going to get to it when it comes to the Daf Yomi of Sanhedrin, they quote the pasuk of Eitz Hadas showing how all the Sheva Mitzvahs are merumis in the Tzav of the East of eating of Eitz Hadas Tevara. That's a very famous makar. Now, the fact of the matter is, says Yehuda Levi, it's not just giving them pro forma mitzvahs. The Rebbein Hashem told Adam v'Chava, your mandate is to adhere to what's called Inyan Eloki, to show your devekus, to show your connection to the Rebbein Hashem as you live your life in the world that I created you in. And the Bechira of the world is going to be whoever shows the greatest dedication and sincerity in your Inyan Eloki, in your connection to Hashem, on your ongoing life in this world, whoever shows the greatest dedication, that person and his wife and the family will become the Amman Yivchar, and ultimately will metamorphosize at some point in time into the Am Skula Klaus at a later period of time. There, through a process of selection, people showed their worthiness, people showed their lack of worthiness. The Wichide HaSgula, that from the first 10 generations of Adam and Noach, who were very singularly religious in Yenelaki people, most of the generation didn't. That's why they were destroyed by the Mabul. Then you had the next 10 generations from Noach to Abraham. Also, there were Yechidei Skula that were in Yenelaki people. Once again, the generation rebelled in a different format but didn't stick to it. And it just so happens the last person in the 10 generations from Noach to Abraham was Avram Visara. And the Bechira of being the progenitor of Klal Yisrael with his wife was given to Avram and Sarah in Pashas Lech Lecha. What made Avram so special for this Bechira to take place? And ultimately for Yitzhak and Yaakov and their wives, what is it that caused them to have special favor in the eyes of the Rabbi the Shabbat? So Chazal say, what showed Avraham's superiority to everybody else, even to that of Noach, was the kesher that Avram and Sarah had to the human society in which they lived. Noach and his family, if you think about it for a couple of minutes, they were loners. He kept to himself, his mishpacha kept to themselves. The building of the Teva to warn the world about the future Mabul was not his idea. But the Rebbein Hashem threw it upon him. You got to do this. You're the tzaddik lefana. You got to be mazda people. Mabul's going to come. But that wasn't because of his own ratzon and his love for mankind that he basically did this type of activity. The first persons on the face of this earth that showed love, kindness, concern for humanity on a human level, on a spiritual level, was Avram and Sarah. That's why in Pashas Lech Lecha changed them from Avram to Avraham and from Sarah to Sarah, that they now were given the mission of being the spiritual mentors of the entire world because they did it on a private level up until that point in time. And Nefashish Osa B'charin showed their willingness to do that even without being commanded. When they showed how successful they were, how L'Shem Shemayim they were, Hashem gave it as their pro forma mission and said, this is what you got to do. You got to be on one hand particularly taking care of your own spirituality, which they did, but you also have to be universalist, taking care of the ruchnius and spirituality, health and welfare of society around you. And Avram developed a working plan to, in fact, do this type of thing. In the Maariv Hakamos, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to show you something interesting. The battle plan that Avram used to bring people close to Hashem as a spiritual leader of the world is mentioned in the famous Eshel Project, page 9. That was the first official hotel and motel line that ever existed in the world. It's called the Eshel Hotel and Motel Line. Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva Yikra Shem B'Shem HaShem Kel Olam. So Rashi comments, B'Shem HaChazal, that this was either a paradise or a special type of hotel, a motel. And what did he do there? He basically brought people there, he took care of them, and as Chazal say, Eishel stands with an acronym. If you look on the left-hand side of the page, where you have the Yita Eishel Be'Shevar, the Medrash Rishonim says, Omar Avazaria Mahu Eishel, Achila Veshtia Ulavavaya, that he offered people when he came to this hotel to eat, to drink, an escort service to make sure you safely go from his place to other places. So Chazal tell us, what were Avram Avinu's kavanos? The kavanah was the masakein, many of the chatoyim that the earlier tzaddikim performed. The chet of Adam Arishin was ba'achila. The tikkun chet was using achila b'teiris chesed to feed other people. That was the tikkun chet. Noach was chayte b'shtia. He was masakein by giving shtia over here l'shem the mitzah hachnas hazarchim gedoyme as the midah keneged midah. An shisadom basically were not happy with Levi when it comes to giving people Levi an escort to give them safe travel. So he mamish offered a Levi service to take care of this as well. So Chazal point out, Avram used this as a Kiruv Rechokim center. In fact, Rashi quotes, "Ayde oyusa eishal nikur shmo shal kadosh baruch hu." How? La'achesh ochlem v'shosin omalem baruch l'misha achalte mishalo. He taught them that the one who gave you the food was not me, was the Rabban Shalom. So he used this as a way of bringing them into the world of God, teaching them monotheism and teaching them the Rabban Shalom. And therefore, ultimately, developing a Hakaras Tov, where we have some HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used this as a way of getting into the dialogue and to be Makari people from Aveda Zara into belief of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram's basic midah, Chazal tell us, was the midah of chesed. Whether he wanted to bring people closer religiously, or he wanted to physically take care of people on a physical plane, Chazal say he personified the midah of chesed. And why is that important? The reason it's important goes back to the first page of the Maram HaKamos, that there's a mitzvah halach de bidrachav. You have to emulate Hashem's divine midas as they are recorded anthropomorphic in the Torah. And Chazal tell us that all the midas tevis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most powerful midah of all of Hashem's midas, is the midah of chesed. How do we know this? Because David says in Sefer Tehillim, Olam chesed yabaneh, that the world was created through the midah of chesed, and therefore the person or persons who are going to be the Amah Nivchar had to show their spiritual and physical sincerity to be mischased in briot before they're going to be picked to be the heads of the Amah Nivcha. He wanted the heads of the Amah Nivcha and Klal Yisrael to emulate him. Noach and his family did not do that. Therefore, they weren't chosen. Avram and Sarah did do that. They were involved in chesed continuously around the clock. Once he showed that, Hashem says, ah, you therefore have the spiritual tenacity of the Inyan Eloki that represents Hashem's Elokus in this world. You're being chosen, therefore, to become, with Sarah, the progenitors ultimately of Klal Yisrael. And what is interesting to mention is that at Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael, in the prelude, in Parshas Yisrael, were given a little intro, what they got to be involved in this world in order to become the Amah Nivchar, and without this acceptance of this intro, they're not going to become Amah Nivchar, Hashem said to them, Atem Tiyuli, Mamlech Eskona V'Goy Kadosh. And on that pasuk says the Netziv, as well as the Sephorno on location, that Hashem told Klal Yisrael, if you want to become the Amah Nivchar, the Am Segula, you have to accept upon yourself the same spiritual mission that Avram did. Not only to be concerned with your own Goy Kadosh, your own spiritual development, as Avram and his wife were, and their family, but you have to be also Mamlechus Kohenim, like Avram was, Avram going to Saticha, spiritually and physically concerned for the world around him. Bal Chesed, when it comes to dealing with human beings. If you become a Mamlechus Kohenim willing to do such, then you have Matan Torah, you're the Amah Nivchar. So Klal were given a brayer at Har Sinai, whether they want to follow the Avram and Sarah mission and get the Schia of now being Zocha for Torah and becoming Amah Nivchar. But the Lulu say we're not interested, and perhaps you have to wait around for a couple more generations till the right generation comes along who's willing to take that double purpose. So Chesed served as the major source of determining the Bechira of Klal Yisrael and the Inyan Eloki in the bigger picture. Therefore, what represents Klal Yisrael's uniqueness and distinctiveness is the Midas Chesed Vitzadakah, where they're emulating Hashem, Halach Baruch on the highest levels, that by Chazal, look upon that as a major determinant in our spiritual mission and our functionality in this world. Therefore, logically speaking, Rabbi, so when you think about it from that perspective, when it comes, therefore, to our connection to Hashem, if we're willing, therefore, to be involved in acts of chesed and tzedakah, and mekayim, the chesed yibana on a human level, and follow in the footsteps not only of the Rabban Hashem, but the Avos HaKadoshim, who in fact personified this, that therefore shows that we're a pure genetic mishpacha from them. Chazal say, Mishi Yeshbo, by Shonim Gamlonim, Ashanim Gamlonim, and also the other term is by Ashanim Gamlonim and Rachmanim, correct? It's a Mishnah Gemara Mesechtes Baba Basra. When you have these mitos, that's a simen that you're the progeny going back to Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. In fact, I have that. Maimon Chazal, the Rambam says this very explicitly in his Hilchos of Matnas Ani when it comes to Tzedakah and Chesed, as he defined. If you turn to page number 14,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rambam says in Perek Asiri in Hilchos Matnas Aniim, Chayav and Arnon Lizar b'mitzvah Tzedakah Yos Mikol Mitzvah Asay. Shatzedaka simin letzadik zera Avram Avinu. Can't be more first than that. Shener mekiyadat v'mashatzav banis bar alasat tzedaka u'mishpat. And kisei yisrael mischainin v'das emes amedas elabit tzedaka. Shener betztaket tikkalini. And yisrael nagalam elabit tzedaka. Shener matzim mishpatav sef shebet tzedaka. V'olam ein odem ma'ani min tzedaka ein dovera v'lo hezek. Nothing's going to happen because it's a good tzedakah. Shenem v'hoim asa tzedakah shalom. Kol amarachim arachim amalav. You have a mida keneged mida. Shenonasal nocharachim arachim echel hirbecha. Kol mishu achzari. Ein amarachim yesh lochosh liyachah. So then maybe he's not a Jew. Shen achzari smetsui ela begayim. Shenem achzari heima v'lo yirachamehu. V'kol yisrov anil v'alayim k'achamim. Shenem Bonim atem la Hashem Elokechem, vim lo yirachim ovalach, mi yirachim lo. Jews don't stick together, so who's going to basically have love and compassion for us? Lemi ani Yisrael nosan neyem, elhu la goyim shesonin oso varot v'nachareyem, hoi neem tuluyos elachem. So we see over here, Rabbi Yisai, that the fact of the matter is, our Rachmanis by Shonis Gamlonis shows we're a hemshich of the Avos Kedoshim. When you think about the choice of the example of Rivka Imenu, the whole Nisoyan in the Parsha over there was a Nisoyan how big a Baal of Tzedakah and Chesed she was, to make her worthy to be the Shidduch when it comes becoming the Bashet of Yitzchak. And this applies also later on to the Bechir of Leah and the Bechir of Rachel Imenu. So if that's the case, we therefore see that our legacy of who we are, what we are, stems from the source of Chesed Tzedakah, emulating Hashem and the Bechir of the Avos going back to the time of antiquity. That is why I once heard from the Rav, Soloveitchik, the following cute vart, which is quite interesting. He points out that the two brisites that made Klal Yisrael was the bris of the Torah at Har Sinai, and the earlier bris was called the bris of the Avos. So the Rav says, what's the difference between them? The bris of Har Sinai, the bris of Torah, is pretty easy to define. The concept of dedicating ourselves to learning Torah, to becoming personified with the concepts of the Torah, teaching the Torah, applying the Torah, being the Ur LaGoyim on a spiritual level. So that's a pretty easy bris to define. But what's the bris of us? What was the bris of us that took place at the time of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov that precipitated the bris of Torah later on? So says Rav Soloveitchik that the bris of ice was the bris of defining the personality traits of chesed and tzedakah of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. When the Rabban Hashem saw that they and their wives and their children personified the midas tevis of Hashem of Briyas Olam, especially midas tzedakah v'chesed, that's called officially the bris of os, in contrast to the bris of Har Sinai. And he says, based upon that, we now have an understanding of the Maimon Chazal, Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. So he says the bris avos was a bris on derech eretz. The bris on Torah was on Torah. Derech eretz kamal Torah means the bris of derech eretz caused them to receive the bris of Torah. If they wouldn't have had a bris of derech eretz, the Rav said, the bris of Torah would never have taken place. So that's a new pshat. Derech eretz kodma l'Torah. He was the machshit to mekabel Torah. So getting back to this, if that's the case, we therefore see that the avos were therefore the repository of the ultimate devekus between Hashem and the world. When people dealt with the avos, they were able to feel Hashem Shechina in the midst. And that's why Chazal Kabbalistically called the avos and their mishpachos the Merkava of Hashem Shechina Ba'ilam. If you look in Kabbalistic literature, in fact, the Ramban quotes it, we were like the Merkava of Hashem. What does it mean? Hashem's divine essence and the divine chariot in the physical universe were the homes of the avos and mi'os. We were able to feel the Shechina of Hashem's divine presence. That's why Chazal say, how did Yitzhak know that Rivka was the right one? When he took Rivka into the tent of Sarah, and he saw later on, Bracha Metzuya B'Isa, and Ner Dolak Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, and he saw Anan Kasha Al Ohala, that showed that those things that happened at the time of Sarah, which disappeared after her death, came back when Rivka was brought into the tent. So on that is a beautiful, beautiful pshat of the Shemesh Shmuel, Chassidish, or the Chassidish of Gedolim, where he says, what do those three simanim show you? That the tents of the Avos Imos were miniature but the Knessias, because the miracles of the Mishkan and the Beis Mikdash took place there. Brachim Etzui Ve'isa was the nest of the Lechem Apanim. The bread stood fresh the whole week. Ner from Ershav's Erev Shabbos was the miracle of the Ner Tamid of the Menorah. Anan Kasha was the Shechina of Hashem is being Sheira. So therefore the simon of Hashem Shechina was the houses that the imos and the husbands built, and we therefore see the simanim of why they had that schus was because they became a merkava la Hashem Shechina, and therefore that gave them that specific schus. So Chazal point out if that's the case, we therefore understand the potency of Tzadok v'Chesed in defining us as the Am HaNivchar, in being the choice of us becoming the Am HaNivchar. And that is why I want to share with you a very beautiful Maamar Chazal, which relates specifically now to the Yom Narayim. If you look back to page number one of the things we're going to be doing the next couple of weeks, over and over again, is recite the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. That's quotation number 5. Hashem, Hashem, Karachim, Chan, Erech, Marachesa, V'Yemes, etc. So on that specific pasuk, there's a very famous gemara in the Medrash Chazal, number 6. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this pasuk and the whole concept of teaching us the power of this pasuk happened with an interlude where Moshe asked Hashem after the Egel to teach us how to do what we have to do if Klal Yisrael sins, to ask Hashem for kapara and rachamim, we shouldn't be destroyed. So that's the famous narrative of what happened over there. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Malam Mishin Isatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach Tzibor. Hashem gave Moshe Navua, and he appeared to him as if he was a Shliach Tzibor wrapped in the talis of Kedomer. V'heru lo Moshe Seyda Tvila. He then showed Moshe as with a divine video, so to speak, how you're supposed to pray to Hashem and therefore elicit divine rachamim and chesed if we're in gehakta tzaris. Amalo calls man she Yisrael chotim yas lefanai k'seid dehazer v'ani mochel lehem. If Klal Yisrael follows this specific seder, it guarantees mechila. If you look right underneath it, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Baris Kedusa LeYugim Olmidos Shenechayzas Reikam Yanochi Kareis Bris. So what's interesting is the Shloha Kadosh makes a fascinating diet on this Maamar Chazal. The Shloha says, if you look at number 7 on the sheet in front of you, Perish HaShloha, it says Asiya Ayidei Halacha the Derach of Shamidus Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Shloha says Hashem didn't say Omer lefanai k'sei dazeh. What did he say? He says yasa lefanai. So zok the Shloha, the ikakim of the Yud Gimel Midos is not the recitation just as a tefillah of saying the 13 attributes over and over again. Some people think it's like a magic formula. I say it, I'll say it hundreds of times. I never calculated how many times we repeat it in our own tefillahs and the chazaras, hashatz. I mean, just think about it. From the beginning, Rabbi Yisai, of the slichis, to after Yom Kippur, v'ifal mamon zokt ibar yigur midais, but we say it a lot. Some people think it's like a magic formula. We say it, and all of a sudden, like magic, you know, it's mechaper. Says the Shlo, that's not the pshat of the Maamar Chazal. You have to say it, but you have to also, yasu, you have to personify it. You have to integrate those yigur midais we say and make it part of our human behavioral patterns, how we deal with teres rachamim, with our interaction with society around us. If we merely say the yugim aminos, but we don't personify, we don't integrate them and make that as part of our human behavior, we're not going to accomplish what this sefer tefillah is supposed to accomplish when it comes to the bigger picture. Now, what's interesting and fascinating is the yugim aminos. We know the nusach that we have contained in the Chumash. But there's another nusach in Yigum HaMidos, which is contained in Sefer Yonah, and also Tfilas Micha. We say the same Kippur, where he has his own Yigum HaMidos, which are said in different words, representing emulation of Hashem. What is interesting, Rabbi Yisai, based upon the Shulchan HaKadosh, that quite obviously the organizations today that like to bring everything together. So if you look at page number 17 and 18, actually pages 16 and 17, there's an organization called the Chizuk.com who basically took the 13 meters of emulating Hashem, which I just described as Shem the Shlach HaKadosh, and tells us, how does a person take the 13 midos, emulate them, so you should be a yasu, not just omru? So on page number 17, what they did is they made a little brochure. You can take this home, Rabbi. So this is for you to keep if you want. And all he mentions all 13 midos. He then has not only the midos the way it's written in the Torah, he also has the midos that were written by the prophet Micha, which correlate to these 13 midos. And then he tells you in the right-hand column of each one of these columns, practical lessons how man can emulate Hashem. And he explains, for instance, look at the first one, Hashem, Hashem, just as Hashem endures human behavior that is insolent and insulting, and gives the person all his needs, so we must be patient even with people who are unfriendly towards us. When a Jew does that, he's emulating Hashem's midah of Hashem, Hashem, Elokim. When it comes to Rachum, just as Hashem refuses to allow the destructive angels to harm those who have sinned, we must also be tolerant and not try to take revenge of those who have hurt us. So what he does, he goes through all Yom Gimel midahs and shows us how where Hashem applies the midah on a divine level, what's the human application on a human level. So you can keep this, Rabbi Yisai, this whole chaveret. The chart will therefore describe how we don't only say the midos, but how we apply them to our daily conduct, so we should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to these midos tevas. And therefore, if that's the case, we therefore see the profundity when it comes to the midah chesed and tzedakah, how powerful that concept is. But to bring this really home, and to really show you, you know, how the Chafetz Chaim, who, you know, he wrote a whole sefer, Avas Chesed, dealing with Chesed. That was one of the major works he wrote besides the book on Shmiras HaLashon, which is one of his specialties. He specialized on Avas HaChesed. So if you look on page number 3, in the Hagdamat Avas HaChesed, I have the quotation of the Heilige Chassan, of the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. And he says in his Hagdama, is Baruch Atov v'hameitev v'meschased im kol b'riyot k'dechsiv v'asein lechem v'chabasik v'lev v'chazdo v'biyoz l'vnei Yisrael am k'rei v'uvim lo mahoed ashakar v'hem banim v'Hashem called us his banim baruch shem lokechem v'chelek Hashem v'tzivam l'leches v'derachav shem dachi ha'chesa v'harachmin v'hachanina k'dechsiv atoiz am Hashem shel m'chav ki'im l'yira l'leches v'derachav Ve'isa b'sifrei elu darchi hakadosh baruch hu shenema Hashem Hashem kerachem v'chanan ve'oy mekol asher yikra b'shem Hashem yimaleit So you see over here in the Hagdama, emulating Hashem gives us divine powers, gives us divine koichas, gives us divine shmir, as I alluded to before. The Chafetz Chaim says, therefore, realize the power of chesed and tzedakah. Turn our voice to the next page, page number 4. The Chafetz Chaim continues in Seif Avas HaChesed, in the Psicha Tinyanai Midas HaChesed, and he gives the following. Omru Chachayim on the right hand side of the page, Zachanim Lavracha, Darish Rav Simloi, Torah Tchilas HaChesed, Bnei Chafat Seif, Gimilas Chasadim. So if you want to see how important Gimilas Chesed is, look at the opening and closing narrative of the Torah. What's the opening narrative of the Torah? This is the Gemara from Masechtes Sota. What is it? Hashem was malbish arumin. So the Torah starts with the act of chesed. What seifa gemilas chasadim kedeksev? Vayikpo Yisrael begai. Hashem served as Moshe's chaver kadisha. What the Chafetz Chaim does, he then goes to all the pashas of the Torah from beginning to end, showing how every pasha has a little kernel of chesed, tamun, in that specific pasha. So it's not the Torah just started and ended with chesed, the Torah is full of chesed from beginning to end to show us the importance of this. And then he defines all types of chesed, chesed shebamamon, lending money, lending kelim. That when it comes to chesed shebegufo, being mesameich chasan and mekudemer, being involved in hava and kfuras of mesim, so there's chesed shebegufo, chesed shebemamam, and he points out on the top of page 4, the left hand side, all of these concepts of chesed kudemer are nichla on the mitzvah seyav v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. So there's an ultimate kiyum of avas yisrael avas abrios in the performance of it. I also want to show you, Rabbi, so turn to page number 6. This is important. The Chafetz Chaim emphasizes, Hashem created us in His image. What does that mean, says the Chafetz Chaim? Perishucha mefarshim, midosa. The tzelem is the midos of Hashem, have been ingrained into our personality. The concept of being gracious with others. The kiyum of the entire world, you should realize, is based upon the fact that chesed is practiced in the world. Without chesed, the world will go back to oblivion. And therefore he says, "Ha'holach b'derech hazeh, no'isulof tzelem elokim." When you do these types of midos, teivos, you therefore are showing you have a real tzelem elokim. Hamoneach tzemavidas chesed omelal lehetiv luzalaso. Your machik Hashem yizbarach from you. So you see, Rabbi Yisai, the power of practicing these midos when it comes to chesed u'kedoyna. Now what's interesting, Rabbi Yisai, if you turn to page number 7, a little more of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says on page 7 on the left-hand side of the page, he says, this is why, if you look, for instance, in Pashas Vayera, the whole Pasha is full of chesed, Knesses Archim, Zrisus of Avram, and then he says, "Shechibas Hashem is barach l'Avraham." Why did Hashem love Avraham? Because he had tzav aban as beis acher lasois sedaka umishpat. So we see that the Torah tells us Hashem's love for Avraham and the bechiras Avraham was not just the fact he was spiritually meticulous in mishpat, but the tzedakah was even mentioned before. That's what's attracted. If that's the case, we therefore see his bechir, as I mentioned before, was because of that. What is interesting to note, Rabbi Yisai, just as we go a little further in our analysis of these makaris quickly, if you turn, Rabbi Yisai, to the last page, which I call the Chai page of the Maran Kamas. You have another little shtick of the fact of the matter. Page 18, I realize where we have that in the beginning, so we did this piece already, so I have a Sveimo in the Choveret, so I don't have to repeat it again. There's another thing I want to share over here that's quite interesting, and that is the following. The question is, what's going to keep Klal Yisrael going, what's going to keep the world going when it comes to the ultimate key of the redemption and the gulas against all hostilities, against all things that are taking place, when it comes to the ultimate survival of us in the world? So when it comes to this, Rabbi, I said, turn to page number 11. On page number 11 in the Maran Kamas, Chazal tell us on the left-hand side of the page, Re'ed oikeya chamida ha-kadosh azu of chesed, Shehi mo'elus l'harech yomev shal adam, k'mo matzinu b'v'nei eli, shenigza aleyem, k'lamar b'zbeis yamusu anoshim, v'gizar din sh'yeshim o'shua sh'ein miskareya, k'mo sh'om l'chachem z'rach l'vacha, afo p'ikein, k'shahot ha'kodesh baruch hu es ha'gizar din aleyem, rimuz lehem, sh'abitayra u'gamilas chesed, yuchu l'vato d'avazev ha'yirichon l'amim, k'dechsev, לכן נשבעתי לבייס אלי, אם יחופה אבן בייס אלי, בזבח במנחה, או מבעיה, בזבח המנחה אינו מסקפר, אבל מסקפה הוא בתור גמילס חסדה. Which means, Rabbi Yisai, that Torah v'chesed is a segula for shemira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and arichas yomim v'shana for a person. You know, you want a formula for longevity. Torah and chesed is the formula. And furthermore, in the next paragraph, if you want to know the power tzedakah v'chesed, hinei gam mo'elas linotza mechevlei ha-mashiach, k'mo sh'amru chachmeni zirchonu levracha, sholu tamides es Reb Elezer, mayas adam linotza mechevlei ha-mashiach. What can we do to save ourselves from mechevlei ha-mashiach? Amram Hashem said to us, yasoik b'teyre u'b'milas chasodim, if you involve yourself in teyre u'b'milas chesed, Shalom Gadol Praklitim Bang Yisrael Avim Shemayim, it causes a tremendous connectivity between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which leads us to one more Maimon Chazal I want to share with you tonight to round off this entire topic. There's a Gemara over here, which I have in the Choveret. It's contained Rabbi Yisai. They were page that they turned to on page number 8. And it refers to the Pasuk in the Chumash. So when Avram entered into Eretz Yisrael, Pashas Lech Lecha. So the pasuk talks about the Eschel Gadol, Avarchecha, Agad L'Shemecha. It's mentioned right in the beginning of Pashas Lech Lecha. So the Gemara in Pesachim, on the underlying lines, makes the following statement: Amar Hashem Ben Lakish, Eschel Gadol, Zeshaomrim Elokei Avraham, Avarchecha Zeomrim Elokei Yitzchak. Agadol Shemecha, Zeshu Omer, Elokei Yaakov. Yochol Yuchosme Bekulam, I might think I finish with all of their names. Tamlo Vehei Bracha, Bechachosmin, Vein Chosmin Bekulam. Now, what in the world does this Gemara mean? So, what I'm going to do for you, Chevra, is I'm going to share with you a beautiful pshat of this pasuk articulated by two greats, a Chassidish great, the Bnei Yisoscha, and the great Litvish great, the Vilna Gaon. It's one of the few Mamari Chazal that the Gaon and the Bnei Yisoscha end up saying the same exact thing when it comes to Pshat of this Mamari Chazal. It just shows you great minds think alike, no matter what your Hashkafic orientation is. So what do these Gedolim say? So they give the following Pshat. I don't know if I put this into here, but if not, I'll tell you Eisavedi because I know about that anyway. It doesn't make a difference. This is what they say. They point out that in the Torah, if you think about it for a couple of minutes, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, each one literally represented one of the amudim, the pillars that the world rests upon. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that there are three amudim upon the which the world exists: Torah, Avoda, Ugemilas Chasada. So when it comes to the concept of Torah, Yaakov was the Isha Torah. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the Yoshev Ohal. When it comes to Tefillah, how is that personified? Yitzchak's always busy. Lasuch Pesach, he's busy davening continuously. That was Yitzchak. He was Avoda, the Avoda. He was the ultimate Avoda. He was willing to become a Karban and to be Nishkat and the Akedah. He can't have a bigger Adam Kiyakim Kim Kaban Lashem when it comes to Yitzchak. When it comes to Avram Avinu, what was his big Avoda? Chesed. He was running, doing Chesed. So the three Amud Olam were Torah of Yaakov, the Avoda of Yitzchak, and the Chesed of Avram Avinu. So says the Bnei Yisoska and the Vilna Gaon the following. When Hashem was Baramis to Avraham in Pashas Lech Lecha, the different Midas of you, your son, your grandson, and he says, all of you therefore are going to cause a Kiddush Hashem with your life existence in this world. All of you are going to cause Hashem's name to be aggrandized. So the Gemara says, Yochel Chaisman Bekulam. What does that mean? So says the Bnei Yisoscha and the Gaon independently, once these three Gedarim of Torah, Avod, Yitzchak, were made the Amudim, and these Amudim became the Amudim of Klal Yisrael during Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, we manifested these things continually. The problem is, Avram asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, so are we going to have the Schus to continue these three Amudim to the end of days up until Yemais HaMashiach? So, Yochel Chosman Bekulam, it means once we have this package deal and our children are following our footsteps, are we going to be guaranteed that the redemption will take place at the end of time because of Torah Avod Gemilas Chasodim? So the Rabban Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Bechachosman Velo Bacher, I'm going to gala to you a secret. It could be over time, as we come to the end of days, there'll be a Gula Shelo Zachor. And the majority of the Jews will not be involved in learning Torah anymore, as you see today. The majority of the Jews are not going to be busy doing davening, and surely not thinking about bringing Karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. But one thing Jews do, and do to this very day, is they're very charitable. They give a lot of charity to tzedakah. You know, when you try to analyze the tzedakah that Jews give in comparison to other types of ethnic groups, we're winning the Nobel Prize when it comes to that. So the Rebbeinu Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, that even if at the end of time, the Amid of Torah is not that strong anymore, and the Amid of Avodah of Tefillah is not that strong, but if your Mid of Tzedakah and Chesed is manifest, and Jews are still giving charity, and they're charitable, and they're kind, and the Balei Chesed, that pillar is so strong enough, B'chachayis M'lacherim, that will give us the schus and the merit to undergo the redemption, even in the Dar Shalom Zachu. So, b'chachosmin v'lo b'acherim. And that's why I read to you a Rambam before. You're now going to appreciate the Rambam. When the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim accentuates the concept of tzedakah, back to page 14, so he says over here, I want you to know something. En kisa Yisrael mischayinim v'das emes omedes ele b'tzedakah. Ein Yisrael Nigalim. Ela b'tzedaka shenemar. Tzion b'misha tibohde v'shaveh b'tzedaka. Where did the Rambam get that from? From the concept of the Maimon Chazal I just taught you. B'chachos men v'lo b'acherim. That the midah of tzedaka is so powerful. It's such a connected device connecting us to Hashem. Halachta b'daracha of the Yimamish. It's a connector. That connector keeps us in Hashem's divine supervision, under His divine control, intense hashkacha pratis, makes us indestructible, b'chachos v'lo b'acherim, and therefore allows us to zchus kiyum to the end of days. Rabbi said that's why when it comes to the incorporation of chesed and tzedakah in Mavir Roa Gezeira, we see now how powerful chesed is. But what I want to bring out to you tonight, it's not merely the recitation of the formula, as Yul Shua says. It doesn't say Armulafanai, it's Yasulafanai. We have to show Hashem that we're implementing it. We're performing acts of chesed. We're personifying. That's halachta b'derachav. And as the pasuk says, "V'ro'ah kamar Hashem Hashem nikrul abiyar mimeka." So the mafashim point out, if you look in Pashas, the mamash this week's Pashas Shul, Pashas Kisavai, when will the goyim see the name of Hashem called upon us? Three words earlier says, halachta b'derachav. We follow God's divine spiritual precepts and emulate Hashem in his dokev chesed. That's when we'll see the shame of God called upon us, and they'll have reverence for us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It'll be a kiddush shem shemayim. That's what we're aspiring for. That's what we're praying for. And that's what tzedakah chesed helps us. Let's hope and pray that our tzedakah chesed class on a corporate, universal, and private level will give us the schus. The schus of tzedakah, as the Rambam says, the ultimate gul will take place. And bis Mashiach tzedakenu, amen v'yamein.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.